Total shock. I was in the States all of last week, and I spoke to Paul on Wednesday. Everything was fine. The budget was agreed. His own package had been agreed, and we were basically looking forward to working together next season. I personally had built a bit of a rapport with Paul, and I was enjoying his company, and I really think he could have got us into Europe next year.
You mentioned the budget there. The budget wasn't an issue, it was personal matters, wasn't it?
Well, obviously Paul basically decided that because of some personal family commitments that he couldn't devote what he needed to take the Derry City job full time, and I totally accept that. But we'd agreed everything else, and it was a total shock. He came down here Saturday afternoon, we sat watching the football and the television, and we chatted through his reasons, and I totally accept him, and I asked him to sleep on it for 24 hours, but it was adamant that he'd already made his mind up, and I had to accept that. There was no plan B, by the way. I reassured him about that. Like, we were totally committed to Paul Higgerty for next year, and people say, well, you always have to have a plan B. Well, we didn't. We were happy with him, and he did a great job. And it's very important for me to say this, Desi, that on behalf of Derry City Football Club, the players and the fans, we have to thank him for what he did. Like, we were on a sticky wicket last year, and he steadied the ship and basically kept us up, in my opinion.
You're obviously taken by surprise by his decision not to do it. What about the rest of the board? Because you haven't really had much time to get your heads together and even contemplate the next step.
Well, it obviously happened on Saturday afternoon, and by the time I emailed everybody, obviously when Paul left my house, and we had a board meeting tonight at 5:15, and we just decided, we'll advertise the position, see who shows some interest, and we will be putting together a shortlist. We've got a couple of names in mind, but it's very, very early days. Like, we are still a bit shocked by it.
You're saying it's early days, but there is a bit of haste needed here.
Well, I met Ryan McBride, who's the captain of the team, at lunchtime too. That'll be the normal protocol, and just to ask them to reassure the players that we're going to be speaking to them all this week. We've got all the mobile numbers of all the players, and we will be contacting them over the next couple of days. It is difficult for a board to contemplate signing players. Directors aren't managers, but we're going to have to certainly secure some of the more senior players. And Harry McCourt and Tony O'Doherty are on the board, and they'll certainly be advising us on who we have to prioritise.
A manager has to decide who he ultimately wants, yeah. And that means that the quicker you can get somebody in place, the better for all concerned at the club, players, directors, supporters, everybody.
Well, it would be ideal if we could get it sorted out in the next week, maybe 10 days, but it depends what applicants we get, Desi. We have to wait until we get the right person.
There has been interest already, hasn't there?
There has been some interest already.
What way do you see it?
Well, we'd certainly like to have four or five candidates. But I have to say it's too early to speculate as to what the level of interest would be.
How much pressure is on the board and yourself to get it right this time? Because for the last three seasons, Derry City have started with a different manager each campaign.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Well, all I would say is that I think we, on each of those three decisions at the time, I think we still picked the best candidate that was available. It depends very much on actually who applies for the job too.
If you don't get the calibre of candidate that you're hoping for, would Derry City go headhunting?
I think it's going to be a mixture of waiting to see who comes in and actually making some approaches as well. That's always been the case.